Our speaker today, David Diamond, who is not simply a member of the Kollel, but also someone that we in our community in Hollis would have a very special kesher with. It's my special pleasure to welcome Debbie and Alex Diamond, David's parents, to welcome his in-laws, Ira and Hannah Kreisler, to welcome his wife, Rachel, as well as other members of the family, to welcome our own Leah Brick, who I think is somewhere here, thank you, who is Rachel's aunt. And to welcome you to what is always a treat, a special lecture in memory of Dr. Abraham S. Weissman on issues relating to medicine and halacha. Dr. Weissman was a family practitioner who had a private practice in Washington Heights for about 60 years. He had many, many patients from the Washington Heights community, including Rabbi Soloveitchik himself, Zichrono Livracha. He was a special doctor who understood not just his role as a doctor, but understood the role of the Ribono Shel Olam in treating the patients. He was on the board of Yeshiva Rabbi Moshe Soloveitchik, which used to be in Washington Heights, and it is our great pleasure to honor him, as we do every year, with this special lecture. So we invite David to come up and speak. I get to speak loudly. Everyone can hear up there, okay?
Let me know.
Okay.
Rishus, the Rosh Yeshiva, Repenner, my parents and my in-laws and my family, and I want to thank the Weissman family and the Kollel for really giving me this opportunity to share some words of Torah today. So the title of the shir, if you have some of the Makorah sheets, is Dental Treatment of Parents. Does the Jewish mother's dream apply to a son who is a dentist? Right? In other words, can a son who is a dentist treat his parents? So I'm not sure if everyone is aware, but I plan on going to dental school pretty soon. So it's a question that has been very shy for me. And in my household when I grew up, right, this was the question. Is David going to be able to treat mom and dad? So I told them a couple years back that I thought it was usher. And I figured I'd cover myself, right, just in case. I didn't want to get anyone's hopes up. So I told them that I think it's usher. But now it's closer and closer to dental school. I'm in smich, I'm in yeshiva. So I figure now's the time to really look into the sugya. Right? Is it really usher for me to treat my parents? Or perhaps, right, it might even be mutter, we might have a heter. So I figure let's go through the sugya. So let's begin the sugya, I felt, by looking first at the halacha regarding causing someone to bleed. Right? Let's say you just give someone a chabura, right, to anyone in Klal Yisrael. And then from there, we're going to get to the halacha l'maisa regarding refuah to one's parents. Right? Ultimately, can a son who is a dentist treat his father and mother? So the psukim in Parshas Ki Tetzeh, right, start discussing a person who is a chote, who's an avarian. He does a sin. He was given hasra. He was told not to do it. But out of the cane, he says, ani osa. He says, I'm going to do it anyways. So he does the lav, and what's the din? He gets malchus. So the psukim say that when you're giving him malchus, right, you can imagine the scene. Right, here's the avarian, he's near the basin, you have the shliach basin next to him, giving him the malchus. And the psukim tell you, arba'im yakenu, right, you should only hit him 40 times, right, which Chazal tell us means 39. You should hit him 39 times. Lo yusif pen yosif lakosa, right, you shouldn't add even one extra hit, lest you be over the lav of lo yosif. And says the Rambam when he brings down the halacha, Ketzer malken es mechuyavin mechuyav malchus. Right? How do you go about administering the malchus? So says the Rambam, kifi kocho. Right? It depends. Right? Not every person is exactly the same. You don't give everyone 39 malchus. It depends if the person is very strong and he's macho, so then you give him 39. But let's say he's weak. So says the Rambam, if he's weak, right? Aval pochsin lechalash. He says if he's a weak person, then you detract. You don't give him 39. Oh, but what about the pasuk? So he says, "Zeh she'ne'amar arba'im, she'ein mosifin al arba'im afilo haya chazak ubari kishimshon." He says, when the pasuk says you should give 39, it's referring to someone who's very strong. It's telling you there's a top limit. The most you can ever give to someone is 39 malchus. But if he's weak, if he can't handle it, so then you can detract. Lefikach amru chachamim, she'afilo habari biyoser makino so shlosh v'teisha. So therefore the chachamim set a top limit. They said it means you should only give up to 39. And the Gemara Malkos describes how to give the Malkos. It says that you should give them in sets of three. Right? You have a doctor, you have someone being there, and he's Omi. He evaluates whether the person can receive the makos. You see, if he's strong, then he should get X number. If he's weak, then he should get X number. But it goes in sets of three. So let's say you have the doctor. The doctor looks at Reuven and says, Reuven can handle these, right? He can handle the next three. So the shliach beis din goes ahead, and he takes, but he goes and hits him, and he hits him once, he hits him twice, and then, right, the guy passes out. Right, he kills him. So what happens? Right, the guy says, shliach beis din says, I did everything I was supposed to. Right? I was told by the doctor that he was going to be able to handle it, but the guy passes out. So says the Rambam in Hilchos Sanhedrin, and it, Makos is in Sanhedrin because the Sanhedrin were the ones that administered the Makos. So he says in Parak Tzayin, Halacha Yud Beis, Meis Tachas Yado, that if he dies, Pater. Right? You're Pater because he was given the instructions by the doctor, and he followed what he was supposed to, so you're Pater. But says the Rambam, the Im Hosef Ritzua Achas Ala Omid. What happens if the doctor said he can't handle it? Right? He's going to pass out. And the Shliach Beis goes ahead and still hits him, past what he was supposed to. So, and he dies. Harei Achazin Gola. Right? The Chazin, the Shliach Beis is considered a Rotzeach Bishogig, and he gets Golos. The Imlo Meis, but what happens if the guy doesn't die? Right? You hit him once beyond the limit, but he doesn't die. Says the Rambam, Harei Achazin Avar Al Mitzvos Lo Ta'aseh, Shneamar Lo Yosef. Right? He quotes you the Lav. He says he's over the Lav of Lo Yosef. But the Rambam says something interesting. He goes further and says, "V'hu adin l'chomaka es chaveru shehu below tase." He says, "This isn't only by the shliach beis din, or it's not only by someone who's supposed to get malchus, but if any person goes and hits another fellow yid, you are over a lav of lo yosef." So the Rambam takes the lav by the shliach beis din and he extends it to every single member in Klal Yisrael. So how does he do this? So he explains. He says, "In zeh shenisna Torah, reshus lahakosa." But the Torah says, "Here's a person who's an avarian. He sinned. He's supposed to get malchus, but nonetheless, siva hakasov shelo lahakosa." Right? Still, the Torah tells you, you should not hit him past a certain amount. Right? There's a limit, and there's a lav if you do so. Kal v'chomer l'shar kol adam. Like kal v'chomer to every other person in Klal Yisrael, there is going to be a lav because you can't just go hitting anyone. There's no reason to hit them. If you go ahead and hit any other member, there's a lav of maka adam bechadeiro. And he learns it from the lav by a shaliach beis din. And the Rambam fleshes this out further. In Hilchos Chovel Umazik, Perek Hei Halacha Aleph, this is Soras Dalet, Atzer la'adam lachpo bein ba'asmo bein ba'chaveiro. That a person is not allowed to injure himself, as well as a fellow yid. V'lo achovel b'vad, it's not only with regards to chavala, he says, but ela kol ha'maka adam kasher me'yisrael. But rather, if you just hit any person, you just hit them, so you would be chayev. And the Minchas Chinuch points out from the Rambam, he says, it doesn't make a difference if you cause a chabura or you don't cause a chabura. If you lift your hand to another person, right, besides the Gemara says, if you lift your hand, you're called a rasha. If you hit your hand and you hit someone, whether you cause a black and blue mark or not, you are chayev, the lav of Lo Yosef. So now the question is, what about one's parents? And I have my mom and dad here. So what about one's parents? So you might say it's the exact same thing, right? They're members of the Jewish population. Right? As my mom likes to say, we're part of the tribe. So, it should be the exact same thing. If you go ahead and hit another yid, you go ahead and hit your parents, chas v'shalom, you would be over Lo Yosef. So it's true, but it's even more so. Right? It says, the Pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim, Perek Hafalat Pasuk Tevz Vav, Umaka Aviv V'imo, if you go ahead and you hit your parents, Mos Yumas. Right? It's a Chi of Misa. It's not just the Lav, but the person is Chai of Misa. And which Misa, says the Rambam, based off the Gemara, he says in Hilchas Ma'amr in Perek Hei Halacha Hei, Hamaka ave v'imo misaso bechenek. Now you get chenek. Right? There are six people who get chenek, the Rambam tells us. The second one he lists is achovel be'aviv o be'imo. And in Sor Zion, he tells you that if you hit your parents, you're over the iser of maka ave v'imo, and one gets chenek. So it comes out from the Rambam that there is one certain difference between hitting a parent and a fellow yid. That is the punishment. You hit a person, it's a regular yid, it's a lav. If you hit your parent, you are chayev chenek. But he says there's another difference. If you hit your parent, eino chayev chenek ad sheyaseh behen chabura. You're only chayev for hitting your parent with regards to getting chenek if you cause a chabura. So the second difference is, if you hit your parent, right, you're not chayev chenek, but he continues, you're still going to be chayev, the regular lav of hitting a fellow yid, of the lav of Lo Yosef, of Maka Adam Bi Yisrael. So now we get to our question. Right? We ask the question, well, can a son who's a dentist, right, treat his parents? We see that there's two lavim. There's a lav regarding a fellow yid. There's a lav regarding your parents. But what about causing someone to bleed, right, not to just hit your parent, and right, not in an injury type of way, not combatively, But you want to do it in order for refuah purposes. Right? You cause your parents to bleed because you're giving them a cleaning. And you're doing an extraction, right? There's a lot of blood when you give a root canal and you do an extraction. So what about then, right, where there's a refuah purpose? So this isn't my question. The Shultis asks the question. He says, "Ma'u lema'avad be'chabura l'refuah." What happens if you're causing a chabura when it comes to refuah? And what's his examples? Geshmak examples. Kigoma mishkale dama. He says to draw blood, but he also says umis akir le shine. But he understood there are dentists in the world. And what happens if you pull out a tooth? Right, you have an extraction. So the Shultis asks the questions: what is the din? And he's based off the Gemara, right? Because the Gemara asks us questions first. Right, the Gemara Sanhedrin peidalid amad beis. Right, asks the Gemara. Ibay lehu ben ma'u shiyakiz dam aviv. Right, people in the Kovah probably remember this. We did it not so long ago. We learned Masechas Sanhedrin. But what was the question of the Gemara? Can a son draw blood from a parent? Right? In today's world, you might say, can, instead of a parent coming up to YU, schlepping to the YU blood drive, instead can he be in his house and have his son draw his own blood if he's a physician? Right? That's the question. Can a son administer a medical procedure on one's parents? So the Gemara answers by bringing four Amaran, and seemingly four or three different answers. First Amara says, Rav Masna Amar v'yahafti l'reyecha kamocha. You thought it was a problem? Not only is it not a problem, not only is it permitted, it's a mitzvah. Your parent asks you to do this procedure. Right? Everybody would want someone so kind to draw their blood. Right? Back then, Hakazistan was seemingly something healthy. Right? It was good to do it every so often. It cleanses the body. So here your parent is asking you to do something that is desirous for them. So he says it's a mitzvah. And then Rav Dimi Bar Chinina Amar, Rav Chinina says, Maka adam umaka behema, ma maka behema l'refua pater, av maka adam l'refua pater. He learns another drasha. Right? We learn that if you are healing an animal, let's say you have a calf and of your friend and you want to go and heal it, but you cause it to bleed. So the din is that if it was part of the medical process and it was necessary, so you would be pater, and the Mefarshim explained it's pater umutter. So too by a person. If you go and heal a person, you cause the person to bleed, it would still be mutter as long as it was part of the refuah process. So at this step of the Gemara, we have two Amaran that seem to say that it's mutter. So if I stopped here, my mom would be very happy, right? Because she knows that I can now do all the dental treatment she wants. It would be free. It would be great. But the problem is, right, the Gemara continues. That the Gemara brings two more Amaran. Rav says, or in the gears of the Rith, it's Rav Papa. Loushavik libere lemishka le silva. Right, Rav Papa did not allow his son when he got a splinter to take it out. And Marbere de Ravina, Loushavik libere lemishtach le kivsa. Right, Marbere de Ravina did not allow his son to open his boil. Right, they didn't allow their sons to perform the medical procedures. Why not? Didn't we just quote two drashas? We have the Hatal Recha Kamocha, and we have Rav Dimi's drasha. So says the Gemara, Dimal chadil. And maybe you're going to cause your parents to bleed. And therefore what? Havalei shigagas iser. It's going to be an iser. But what's the problem with the Gemara? Ask the Gemara, Ihaki akar nami. Right? The concern is you're going to cause someone to bleed. We just learned there are two isurim. Right? The one iser is when you hit a fellow yid. If you cause anyone to bleed, there's a lav. So why is it only a problem with your parent? If any physician causes someone to bleed, and we know, any doctors, they do surgery, they do any type of procedure where there is blood. So how could anyone be a physician? Right? They can't cause someone to bleed. They can't cause someone to bleed, or it would be a problem. So the Gemara says, no, there's a difference between a son and another person. Acher shigagas lav, bino shigagas chenek. And when it comes to another person, it's only a lav. And when it comes to your son, it's a chenek. And if you cause your parents to bleed, it would be an iser chenek. So if I stepped away from this Gemara, I would have a big problem. What? We don't care about lavin? I don't know. Lav seems to be pretty important. Right? If you look at the Torah, we have a lot of lavin. Why does it make a difference if it's a lav that has a chi of mitzvah or not? We still should care. So the Mefarshim and the Rishonim explain that it's not that every time you cause someone to bleed that you're over a lav. But it's, the problem is, dilma chavil tfei, right? The son might go ahead and cause the parent to bleed more than that which is necessary. And if it's that extra drop of blood that he's going to be chayiv for in chene. But for a regular person, where we're concerned that maybe he might go beyond the point that is necessary, so that's a lav. So since it's only a concern, so we're mechalik. Now for a regular person, since it's only a concern, so we allow you to do the procedure. But for your son, right, it's not worth it. So therefore, we tell him to step back, and the two Amaran did not let their sons do the medical procedure. So that's the Gemara. But you look at the Gemara, and you seem to have two sides. You have first two Amaran telling you it's mutter, two drashas, one even saying it's a mitzvah. And then you have two Amoraim telling you it's Aser. They're saying you can't take out a splinter. You can't open the boil. So which is it? So it's actually a machlokes in the Rishonim. First of all, how to understand the Gemara. Right? Is it really a machlokes between these two Amoraim? Right? Are Rav Papa and Marbere de Ravina arguing on the first two Amoraim? Or do they all actually agree? But there's a reason to be machmer in their cases. So it's machlokes Rishonim. And the Beis Yosef brings down the Rif and the Rush. And he quotes them, and you see from their shitas that they understand the Gemara is a machlokes. Right? Two Amoraim telling you it's Aser, two Amoraim telling you it's Mutter, and they paskin like the end of the Gemara that it is Aser. You're not allowed to take a splinter out, you're not allowed to open a boil, because of Shigagas, Chanek, right? It would be a problem, and therefore, the Beis Yosef quotes the Rif and the Rush saying it would be Aser, Medina, you can't, a son cannot treat a parent. However, the Rambam says that's not the case. He understands that the Gemara is not only just a machlokas, but everyone agrees, may ikar hadin, we have the drushas that tell us, a child is allowed to treat a parent, you're allowed to do the refuah, it is mutter. But what about the last two Amoraim? Why didn't they take out the splinter? Why didn't they open the boil? So says the Rambam, because it's a case of yesh acher. Right? Someone else was able to do it, and in such a case, we don't have the son perform the procedure. Right? We have someone else do it. So according to the Rambam, it's not a machlokas, meaning everyone agrees, may ikar hadin, you're allowed to do the procedure. Right? The son can treat the parent. The question is there a reason to be machmir? And he says there's reason to be machmir where there is someone else. Right? And it's explicit in the Rambam, Zugot Lashon, he says in Source Yod Beis, Bamed Devar Mamurim, when is it usher for a child to do the procedure? He says, Kishe Yesh Acher Lasos, when there's someone else to do it. But he says, Avalim Ein Shom Misha Ya'aseh Elohu, what happens if the son's the only one there? Right, it's my father and I on the deserted island by ourselves, and I'm the only one able to do the dental work. So he says it would be allowed. He says, "Hare zeh makis v'chosich." You're allowed to do the procedure. And the Ramban agrees, like the Rambam, he's on his side, that understands that the Gemara is not a machlokes. It's not two sides. But really, everyone agrees, me'ikar adin, it's mutter. But he explains a little differently. He says, why are the two later Amoras machmir? He says, because you have to put your doctor's hat on when you read the Gemara. He says the first case is one where there's sakanas nefashos. Right? Bloodletting is not something that's easy. Right? You might cause the person to die. And therefore, right, he says there's no difference between a son or someone else. Right? Because either way, let's say you cause the person, you kill the person. So for the son, there's a shigagas chenek. For a regular person, there's a shigagas sayef. Right? If you kill a person, you're still sayef. So he says there's no benefit of not having the son. And that's why the Gemara says, may ikar adin, it's mutter. You bring the two drashas. But what about the last two Amoraim? So says the Ramban, it's a case where you're not concerned you're going to kill the person. It's a splinter. Right? I asked my sister to take out my splinter. And I'm not concerned she's going to kill me. The biggest concern I have is she's going to wound me. And she's going to cause an extra drop of blood. So in that case, we'd rather not have the son involved. And that's why they're machmir and say, rather let me have someone else do it. So it's a machlokes we've shown him how to understand the Gemara. Is it just two sides? On one side it's Aser, on one side it's Mutter, in the Rif and the Rush, paskening it's Aser. Or is it that, no, me'ikar din, refuah is Mutter to do on your parents? It's just there's reason to be machmir in the case where you can just have someone else do it. So how do we pasken halacha l'maisa? So that would be the question my parents want to know. How do we pasken? So the Shulchan Aruch brings the din in Yoredeya, Simen Reish Mem Aleph. And he says, there's no ifs, there's no buts. He says, a parent cannot be treated by their child. A son cannot treat a parent. He can't take out a splinter. He can't cut off a limb. And he says, afa pisha mechavim l'refuah. But even though the child's intent is great, he wants to just help the parent, it still would be a problem. However, the Ramah says, b'med var mamurim. When does this apply that the child can't treat a parent? That's only when b'shayisham acher lasos, when there's someone else there. But it says the Ramah, if there's no one else there, you can do it. So what do we see? The Ramah paskins like the Rambam. And the Shulchan Aruch paskins against the Rambam. So a Sephardi would ask me, what's going on? Right? The Shulchan Aruch is not going like the Rambam. Doesn't the Shulchan Aruch usually go like the Rambam? So the Mechaber himself answers this question, and he says in the Beis Yosef that it's two against three. That it's a Machlokas Rif and Rush versus the Rambam. So therefore the Shulchan Aruch comes along and says, I paskin like the Rif and the Rush, and I don't paskin like the Rambam. However, the Ramak says otherwise, and he paskins like the Rambam, that there would be a chiluk. That if there is another person there, so then the son can't treat a parent. But if it's ein sham acher, so then the child can treat a parent. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Let's skip the Baskin now. So far we have one heter. Right? If we come away now, we have one heter of the Ramak. The Ramah tells us that if there's no other person available, right? That's the example we gave, the son and the father are on the island. So then a son can treat the father. He can do the cleaning for the father. But if there's someone else there, if Yish Acher, so we don't do it. So heter number one is the Ramah of Ein Sham Acher. There is then a second potential heter, which is not found in the on the page of the Shulchan Aruch, but it's found in the Minchas Chinuch. It's a Minchas Chinuch that has a pretty big chiddush. It's pretty wild. Because he says that when the Torah tells you there's an Isser of Chovel Adam B'Yisrael, that says you're not allowed to hit another person, or says you're not allowed to hit your parents, when does that apply? A huge chiddush. He says that's only when it's lo rishus. He says it's when you had no permission to hit the person. But let's say your father or your friend says, give me a dead arm. He says, hit me hard. And you say, okay, I'll do it. And he hits you. The Minchas Chinuch says there would be no problem. He says a person can be mochel, a person can give rishus, and there would be no iser at all. So if we walk away, the Minchas Chinuch is telling us, heter number two, the parent could just be mochel, and everything would be fine. The problem is, with the Minchas Chinuch, which many Achronim point out, it seems to be against the Gemara. If the Gemara's case of Makis, a ben being Makis dam of a parent, right, seems to be a case where the father invited the son. Right? According to the Minchas Chinuch, it has to be a case that the son just went over and pricked the father and said, I'm going to draw your blood. And it seems to just not be Pashup Shan in the Gemara. The second question that people raise on the Minchas Chinuch is that he has this concept of being able to be mochel. Right? That a parent can just say, I'm mochel and you can come and hit me, you can cause me to bleed and it's fine. But if we looked at the Shiltis that we saw earlier, right, he references the Gemara in Kedushin that tells us that a parent could be mochel. And he can be mochel in his kavod. But when does that apply? He says that only applies regarding kavod. But when it comes to haka'aso uklo'aso, when it comes to hitting or cursing a parent, it would be aser. You can't be mochel, it does not work. So Minchas Chinuch certainly is a little difficult, and most people don't just paskin like the Minchas Chinuch, but it's important to note that there are achronim, including Shlomo Zalman, that use the Minchas Chinuch as a snifa hakam. So those are two heterim we have so far, the Ramah and the Minchas Chinuch. But back to the first heter of the Ramah, he says, when there's ein sham acher, and there's no other person there, so then you can have your son treat your parent. And the question I would ask is, how do we define this? Right? What does it mean there's no one else there? That there are always doctors, right? We're Jewish. You go down the block, you find a friend. Yeah, his father's a doctor. So what is the Ramah talking about when he says, Ein Shem Acher? So the Achronim discussed, maybe there are different situations that we can also plug into this category of Ein Shem Acher. And the one case is found in the Aruch HaShulchan. And the Aruch HaShulchan quotes the Rambam's Lashon with this distinction of Yesham Acher and Ein Shem Acher. But he adds one extra line at the end. He says, "V'chein." This is source Yud Ches. "V'chein imhu oseb b'tov yoser me'acher." That if the son is a better doctor, and let's not say the son is more qualified, so then it's as if there's no other doctors, right? If you have the expert surgeon, and then you have these doctors that don't know what they're doing, so they're apples and oranges. It's like there's no one else there. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, presumably that's a svara that the son would be allowed to treat the parent. So that's one case of Ein Shem Acher. A second case is found in the Minchas Yitzchak. And let's say you trust all the doctors, right? All the doctors are the same. They're all qualified. You just need, let's say, a shot. You need a flu shot. You can even get that in NYU. It's not so hard. So what's the din? You trust all doctors. But it's a schlep to come to the city, come over the bridge, come to the YU MediClinic, I guess, and get a shot. What would be the din then, where it's just a schlep? So it says the Minchas Yitzchak, and Shlomo Zalman quotes this as well, that where it's a tircha yaseira, where it's a big burden, and in his case he's talking about a parent that is getting weekly injections. So it's a pain for the parent to every single week to have to go to the doctor, where instead the parent has a son who's a physician who can give the shot. So they paskin that if it's a tircha yaseira, it's as if ein shem acher, it's as if no one else is available, and the son can treat the parent. So first case heter we have is where the son's qualified and the other doctors aren't. Or the second case is where it's just a tircha yaseira. The son is more readily available than another doctor. But I was thinking, what about my case? Right? Fast forward 5 years from now, and I'm going to be walking out of dental school. I'm certainly not going to be the most qualified dentist in the world. And I can't say that my practice is going to be, right, conveniently located to say it's not going to be a schlep for my parents. So do I have any heter still for my mom and my dad? So the Gezer HaChaim brings up another case. What about, right, the fact that you're going to have to pay a fortune. Right? Dental care is a fortune to do. Root canals, thank God I'm going into it. But for everyone else, right, it's a fortune. So what about that fact? Can my parents just say, we'd rather go to David because it's, his dental work is free. Why should I go to the other dentist that I'm going to have a big hole in my pocket? So Gesher HaChaim brings this up. And he paskins that in such a case, right, he believes, he's talking about a case where the parents are poor, and the question is, does the son have to pay for the dental care? And he says the son doesn't. He says the din is by kibud avim, that it's kibud mishal aviv, that the payment regarding paying for the kibud comes from the father, but does not come from the son. So in such a case, the son does not have to pay for the dental care. It would be viewed as a case of ein sham acher, there's no other dentists in the room, and then the son can treat the parent. The question is, the Gesher HaChaim is mechadish this, and he himself is not convinced. So what does he do? He takes his chiddush and he sends it to all the Geone Yerushalayim. He sends it all throughout Yerushalayim. And he gets three tshuvas back. And he says, these three tshuvas, he says, two of them are from the Geone HaMe'oros HaMe'irim at Yerushalayim. And who are the two he's talking about? So one of them is Rav Herzog, and the other one is Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank. Those are the two tshuvas. But then he says, I have a third tshuva. He says, and his lesson is very nice, he says, Mikochav Noga Chadash. He says, it's from a rising star who no one knows about. Who's he talking about? So he's talking about Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach. At that time, it was a rising star that no one knew about. But Rav Shlomo Zalman comments on his chiddush and agrees with him. He says that when it comes to financial consideration, it would be considered in Shem Acher, that the son could treat the parent. And Shlomo Zalman brings us support for the Gesher of Chaim, Rav Tukhachinsky, from the Sefer Yafa Lelev, who says the exact same Chiddush, who certainly preceded him by several hundred years. So far we have the Gesher of Chaim and the Sefer Yafa Lelev that says when it comes to finances, you could treat your parent. The problem is, Rav Pesach Frank, that was one of the other tshuvas, disagreed and said it would not be allowed. He thinks that regarding kibud of your father, right, it's true. It has to be Michel Av and not Michel Ben. But he says if you look at the case, right, why are you paying another dentist? He says, really, Meikar Adin, right, you look at the Gemara, a child should do the surgery. You should treat your parents. Right? We have the Hatlarecha Kamocha, Maka Ado, Maka Behema. What's the reason why a child does not treat a parent? Says the Gemara, Shiga Eschanet. Right? We're Machmir because of a lav. So the son is not treating the parent, not because he does, not because it's Usr, but because the son wants to save himself from violating a lav. So it's the son's advantage to have the parent go to another dentist, lest the son mess up and he'd be over a lot. And Bichayv and Chenek. So it says with Svi Pesach Frank, that's not the same thing. It's not kiba, it's not coming from the parent, it's coming from the child. And there's a story that's quoted from Rav Chaim that says that a yeshiva bachar, right, once got a letter from his father asking him to come and visit. So this child looks at the letter and he goes to Rav Chaim and says, I got this letter, but I didn't get a train ticket. Right, how am I supposed to go to my parent? I have to pay for the train ticket. For kibud, I have to go feed my parent. I have to give them food and drink. But to pay, right, the Gemara says I shouldn't have to pay. So he asks Rav Chaim, should I go? So he says, Rav Chaim, what are you talking about? Just walk. Who said you need a train ticket? Who said you should take the train? That's for you. You don't want to walk there. It's a big burden for you. Okay, so you want to take the train. But that's not coming from your parent, right? Your parent isn't making you have to take the train. So you have to pay for the train ticket because instead you could have walked. So Svi Pesach Frank says the same thing here too. Right? The reason you're paying the other dentist is not because your parent is making you, but because you want to get out of a lot. Right? You don't want to be over lest you cause your parents to bleed one extra step. So therefore Svi Pesach Frank says that would not be a heter. So those would be the three cases of Ein Shem Acher. So it comes out that we have one heter of the Ramah of Ein Shem Acher. And we see three different scenarios. The Aruch HaShulchan's case of if the son is more qualified. We have the Menkos Chinuch that says if it's more of a tircha to go to someone else, then you can go to your son. And now the Gesher of Chaim's with regard to finances. But it's important to note that when you looked in the Ramah, that the Ramah still says lechatchila, right, you should be machmir, right, if there's another person. In most cases, there is another dentist. So the son really should not perform the procedure unless you have the heter of Ein Shem Acher. So I heard the shame of Shechter. Now, what's the best thing to do, right, if I'm going to be a dentist? So I find another friend who's a dentist. We make a deal. And I say to him, I'll work on your parents, and then you work on my parents. And we make a simple deal, and then it avoids the problems. But if you don't have that option, let's say I don't have, Chas v'Shalom, someone doesn't have any friends in dentists, supposedly they can't find another dentist. So then you come into this discussion of these other heterim of the Aruch HaShulchan, the Minchas Yitzhak, and the Gesher of Chaim. So I figured that can answer the question for my parents, whether they can I can cheat them or not. It seems like I shouldn't. I should try to get someone else to do it. But I had another question. What about in-laws? Right? We call our in-laws, I call them daddy and ima. And halachically, the Shulchan Aruch says that there's a din of kibud. Right? You actually have a mitzvah of being mechabed your parent, your in-laws, just like your parents. So what would be the din regarding treating your in-laws, doing a medical procedure on them? So ultimately, it comes out that it's true. There is this din of kibud. Right? But what was the reason why you can't treat your parents? It's not because of the din of kibud, but it was really because of maka aved the imo mosumas. It was the iser of lest you cause your parents to bleed and you're going to be chayav chena. And that, the Shulchan Aruch, and we do not apply to one's in-laws, it would not be an iser. And therefore, if your parents or your in-laws are comfortable with you doing the procedure, hopefully they will be, so then it would be seemingly mutter, and seemingly it should be a mitzvah. Right? Be a hatel recha kamocha. They want you to do it. There's the sense of kibbutz. There's nothing stopping you. There's no lav. So it seemingly should be mutter. So my in-laws come out over my parents in this case. But that would be the din, that would be the halacha regarding whether a person, a son, can treat a parent regarding medical or dental procedures. Thank you.
No. Okay, thank you everyone very much. I just want to recognize Rabbi Dr. Dabrinsky, who joined us as well. Of course, knew Dr. Weiss and some of the others. And thank you very much, Yishkol. Thank you.